Okay, so for those of you that don't know me, I'm Hardis. Alistair and Esther is away. They went to the Cape for a pastor's meeting, so they won't be here this week and next week. So next week, Wesley will be preaching for us. So, I'm doing the missions in the church, so if you're interested in missions, please contact me. when I prayed about, I was actually thinking about sharing because me and Martel got married 2 months ago, roundabout. So when Alistair asked me to share the word with you, I was thinking about sharing something about relationships. When I started praying about it, God lay another word on my heart. And this morning when I also prayed, God is just so faithful, with who He is. And He challenged me, and I told Him that I will be, gehoorsaam, obedient to Him. So, God challenged me, and I think I want all of us to kneel and really ask the Lord, to tell the Lord what your expectation is of to get out of the day. Because if you're just gonna listen to me, it can be my word, but if you pray and you tell the Lord what your expectation is, and He come and meets it afterwards, because that's who God is. He's a faithful God. Then the glory won't go to any person, but the glory will go to God. And that's what my heart is for today, is that God will be glorified. And because I've just come to experience Him in the last few weeks and months, and of who He really is, that He's a faithful God. So I want all of us to kneel if you can, and to really ask God to tell God what your expectation is of today. And I trust God that He will meet each one of our expectations. I think about 3 weeks ago, Benny also preached, and what stuck with me is that he said, if we really get to know who God is, then we won't have any fear or anxiety in our lives. And I really thought about that. It's just so amazing how faithful God is. Because a while ago, He challenged me with these words, get to know me. And I thought, Lord, but I know you. I've been walking a road with you. Really an intimate road since around about 2015. But I don't think we will ever know who God really is. So that's just my heart for today, is that we will just get a glimpse of who God really is. We will get to know, just how holy and amazing He really is. Someone gave us this book from Francis and Lisa Chan for our wedding. It's You and Me Forever. And I started reading it, and it's interesting. He says at the beginning, marriage is not that awesome, it's not that great. And I was quite boggled by that thought. And then his first chapter is Fear God. And it was quite an interesting chapter, because I think that's something that I really struggled to understand that for quite a long time. I don't think I do understand it now already. How to really fear God, and that is what I want to share today. And I pray that you will take out of that, that there will just be something that sticks with you, that will you will think about, and that will just change your heart about who God really is. I want to share a little bit of my story. So my father passed away in 2013, and me and my mother had a real, we were fighting a lot after that, because we are still a lot of alike. But she really had a lot of hurt in her life from their marriage, stuff that she didn't deal with. So we were fighting a lot, and I'm really a practical person, and I'm taking the word of God as it is. And the Bible tells that God came to give us a life and that in abundance. And I was also always asking, why don't we have life in abundance? Why are Christians walking around always sad or, always not having enough? Because that is what God says. His life in abundance is having more than enough, having enough to share with. Even if I go through a tough time, then I am still being able, my cup is overflowing, I'm still able to share. And I was I was challenged by that. Why don't we have that? And I prayed a lot about it. I really, really prayed about it. And a friend came to me and he said, but you need to go and forgive your mother. You need to ask her for forgiveness. And as proud as I am, I didn't want to go, because I didn't think that I did something wrong. I felt that she was wrong. I don't have to forgive her. And when I realized that, when I started to get to know God and seeing who He really is, I realized that being obedient to God is more important than my selfish ways and not wanting to forgive my mother. And I went to her and, we spoke then, we opened our hearts towards each other, and there came healing. And that, after that, the fear of God really came upon my life. I got to really, really know God. Because I'm not a person, if you would have told me that I was going to stand in front of people and preach, I would have laughed at you. I was a really shy boy when I was little. But there was fears in my heart, and that is what I want to share today. I believe that there are two kinds of fear. There's a good fear and a bad fear. And a bad fear keeps you from doing stuff. That's the fear that we commonly know. It keeps us from doing what God wants us to do. It keeps us from being who He wants us to be. It keeps us from becoming a full person, a healthy person, a person that can live out, can live your life to the fullest and live out what God has called you to do. And then there's a good fear, and that's the fear of the Lord. And when that fear of the Lord comes upon you, then you will not fear anything. I was always baffled by the thought that God told Joshua that, fear not, for I am with you. And I just think that he should have been really, he should have been really afraid for this task ahead of him. But he had the fear of the Lord upon him, and that's why he could say, I'm not gonna fear. I'm gonna do what God tells me to do. And that is what I want to share with you today, is to really fear God, to get to that place where we fear God. And what I realized, it's not something that you can learn. It's not something that, I don't know. It's something that's quite hard to understand. But how I experience it, it's an act out of love for God. Then you will fear Him. When we get to know who God really is, the fear of the Lord will come upon us. I just want to share some short scriptures that Francis Chan also shares it here about fear of God. And he says in Psalm 147 verse 11, he says, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him. And it's really that's so amazing for me, is that the Lord, who is holy, who is almighty, who is the creator of heaven and earth, He takes pleasure in us as a human when we fear Him, when we really seek God's face, when we are truly, what we prayed also this morning is that God looks at our hearts. He does not look at the outward, but He looks at the hearts. And when we have a pure heart in front of God, and we really fear God, then He takes pleasure in us. And how amazing that is when God really takes pleasure in you, when you realize who you are as a son or a daughter of God. then you will not fear anything. But then there's the other side of fearing God as well. And that is, there was John who collapsed like a corpse when in Revelation 1 verse 17, when he had a glimpse of who God is. It says, yeah, he collapsed like a corpse. And then there was Isaiah who cursed himself and declared his own sinfulness in Isaiah 6 verse 5. But Job, they were, who saw his own foolishness and said, I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. It's Job 42 verse 5 to 6. Yeah, and that each one, each response is different from when they had a gaze of the Lord, but he's just so amazing and just so almighty God. That, yeah, you will not have, they will not, the response that will come out of your heart is fear of the Lord. Yeah, and I, yeah, my heart for today is that we will get to know God and we will really, yeah, really just see who he is and what he wants us to be. I think that God's heart for us is, we cannot understand it. We cannot fathom it really. My sermon is not long, but I think what I want us to do is I want us to sit in maybe groups of two or three and, share your fears with each other. And then I want us to pray for each other for that fears to really, for us to be set free from those fears. I know that fear is the biggest thing that keeps us from stepping into what God has called us to do. I want us to, in maybe groups of two, and just share a bit with each other what is your fear, and then pray for each other as well for those fears to for you to be set free from those fears and see the fear of God and for us to be healed. The kings of the earth and the great ones and the generals and the rich and the powerful and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? Then he writes, oddly, I meet very few people who think about that moment. Is it because we don't really believe it's going to happen? We think about upcoming vacations and imagine how much fun we will have. We think about upcoming trials and worries about how difficult they will be. Why don't we think about seeing God for the first time? I try to think about it often because it keeps me centered. This is also why I imagine Lisa seeing God for the first time. I love her, so I want her to be ready for it. Yeah, and that's my heart for today. Is are we really fearing God? Are we really ready for that moment when we're gonna meet him forever and ever? And are we thinking about that often enough to keep us centered and keep us focused so that we won't get distracted by things of the earth and forget about who God really is, but that we will keep our focus on him and really be ready to see his face forever and ever. Amen. I just thought, when we were praying, I'm also, sometimes they, I really fear about our future in the country, and I think we are a lot of young people here today, which is really amazing because we don't know where it's going. So also I want us to pray for each other about that as well, specifically for our future in our country. And we need to make a decision. Are we going to stand and fight in the spirit, or are we just going to leave it? Yeah, that decision is with us. So, and I believe that today we must make a stand and say we're gonna fight for what God has called us to do and why He placed us in the country and where we are at the moment. So I also want us to pray for that. And yeah, Wesley prayed for awesome fellowship afterwards. So I really hope that we're gonna have awesome fellowship afterwards, have a coffee. And then if anyone still needs prayer, you can come. We are always available. So yeah, but I really want us to pray just for our future and just for God to again come and remind us why He has placed you in a country in Bloemfontein where you are right now, because He placed you there for a purpose. But sometimes we get so distracted with the circumstances around us that we forget that purpose, and that's me included. We tend to forget it so easily when there just comes some hardship over our road. So I want us to pray for that, and then we can go. Amen.